1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out to two scientists whose discoveries enabled the development of mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. Donald Trump says he'll be in a New York courtroom today as the start of a civil trial against his company begins. A judge has already determined that there is enough evidence to show Trump and his sons committed fraud in business dealings. Student loan payments have resumed.
We are talking about 28 million borrowers who, as of this month, are on the hook again for their federal student loan payments. And this is after more than 3 years where you didn't have to make the payments. You actually didn't have interest adding up.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. California Governor Gavin Newsom appointing Emily's List President LaFonza Butler to fill Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat. Emily's List works to get Democratic pro-choice women elected. Butler will quit that job to take the new one. This is ABC News. A search through the rubble of a church in northern Mexico after the roof collapsed during Sunday Mass. At least 10 people are dead and several more trapped. A drug case involving fentanyl in Texas leading to a murder conviction.
After 15 people had died of fentanyl overdoses in a seven-month span, the district attorney in Wichita County, Texas, population 130,000, made a promise to the community.
If you were selling fentanyl, we would come after you. We would hunt you down.
Assistant DA Dobie Kosib went after Jacinto Jimenez, who had provided a fentanyl-laced tablet to a man who overdosed and died. The jury has convicted the 22-year-old of murder.
They said with this 45-year sentence, they are fed up with this. They are not willing to tolerate it.
Jimenez will be eligible for parole in 2045. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And Paris dealing with an outbreak of bed bugs, making officials nervous with the Olympics next year. A deputy mayor tweeting, quote, no one is safe. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor right here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, coming your way out of Oshkosh. 62 degrees now in Green Bay at 7:06 in the morning. It's going to be another absolutely gorgeous day. Is there anything greater than a beautiful day in October?
October 2nd, and we're going to hit 80 today.
Won't you take that over any nice day of any month?
Yes.
There's just nothing better than this.
And crisp, just clean. It's just the air seems like super, I don't know.
If I ever retire, I'm going to be doing on a day like today, I'd be in the UP. I'd be walking on a logging road with a 410 shotgun, partridge hunting. That's what I'd be doing.
That day is closer than you think.
I think so too.
Once we get our credit card going.
All right, good. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, anyway, I was talking earlier about our a big convention that's coming to the area. And it's a convention of LERPs. And you guys both looked at me like, what's a LERP? I'm almost like, what's a Ute? You know, Utes.
But now we know.
But LERP stands for Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol. And one of the gentlemen helping them is a great friend of mine, Mike Weaver. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Mike himself here was what was your title in Vietnam, Mike?
John, I was an Army medic in Vietnam, 1968-69.
And one of the interesting things about Mike is he not only took care of American soldiers, but he took care of Viet Cong and North Vietnamese prisoners. Right, Mike?
Correct.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty unusual for somebody that got a chance to interact with them.
And but you take that oath that...
Yeah, Hippocratic oath, basically.
Right, and they're going to help anyone that needs help. But God bless you for that. That must have been an interesting clientele.
It was... I don't know how to describe it. It was a revelation. It was very different because our Evac hospital had about a 400-bed capacity for Allied troops. And right next door was a 50-bed capacity hospital that held enemy soldiers that were sick and injured and wounded, and they were treated and kept well for interrogation so they could get more information from them about troop movements and ammunition dump locations and all that kind of thing. So the CIA and the MI would come and interview them all the time.
Well, Mike, we're talking a little bit about a reunion coming up. It's the 9th Infantry Rangers reunion taking place this coming weekend. Approximately 35 soldiers and their wives will attend from all over the United States. They're Vietnam vets, served in small LERP teams to ambush the enemy, gather intelligence. They're considered special forces. Their main area of operations was the Mekong Delta region in the southern part of the country. It was basically a huge swamp. The United States Navy, brown water gunboats, and transports would ferry them into the remote backwater areas of the region. Viet Cong units were everywhere in those locations. And they're going to be gathering a week from today, and you're going to be talking with them in Appleton. Could you tell people a little bit more of what a LERP was, Mike?
LERPs, John, were special forces, as you indicated, that were trained for behind enemy lines insertions. And they would do, as you said, they would serve in small teams. They would be dispersed by any number of ways, by helicopter, by boat, that type of thing. They would generally penetrate deep in behind enemy lines and just go through the jungle very quietly to ambush, collect information, watch troop movements, all that kind of thing, blow up anything that they found that was from the enemy, such as ammunition dumps or any kinds of other vehicles or any other kinds of equipment. Wow. They were totally on their own, and many times, an entire patrol may not come back, or some members of a patrol may not come back because of the deadly situation that it was. They could get cut off very, very easily, obviously.
And you as a medic, you would take care of these people when something bad did happen. But this LERP, did people sign up for that? Or do you get, like, was that like, you know, the Navy SEALs? Like, there's some, I haven't
real
seen a
prestige to it.
But I haven't seen a movie on LERPs.
No, it's almost like a shadowy type of thing. Right. You don't hear much about them.
But do you sign up and qualify, or do you get, like, drafted into the LERP group?
Well, that's a good question. I think during the Vietnam War, there were both of those things happened. I think some of them volunteered for it, and others would get drafted and would get placed into these units. Basically, you know, they're, if you think of the snipers today that interacted in Iraq and Afghanistan, they had tremendous amount of training and not only for shooting at long distances, but also at being stealthy and hiding and not being able to be detected. And that is takes a tremendous amount of training and practice to be able to be good at that. Wow. But yeah, they were subject to being placed, possibly drafted into those units, but most of the time they would volunteer and then have to go through arduous training and physical and mental challenges to complete those missions.
Wow, God bless them. So the people who are coming to Appleton this weekend, these were actual LERP people, or are they relatives of the LERP people?
Well, both. Yeah, you're asking interesting questions. You're asking dual questions, and the answer to both is yes.
Yeah.
First of all, this is occurring in Green Bay, not Appleton.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your presentation's in Appleton, right?
Negative. No,
oh, it's in Green Bay.
The presentation is in Green Bay also.
Ah, okay, my bad.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. At the Great Midwestern Hotel right next to the Resch Center, John, okay. Is where they're going to be, I can use the term bivouacked, that's where they're going to be
beautiful.
Positioned for 3 days. I think they come in on Friday this week, and then they're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And
I misread, Mike, I misread what you texted. I'll be in charge of the Appleton group on Monday, October 9th.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a display as you know, of Vietnam era equipment that's, if you measured it in length, it's about 85 to 90 feet
long. It's incredible.
Long. It is, yeah. Ammunition, weapons, clothing, equipment, just anything and everything that was used in Vietnam. All the ammunition and weapons and that kind of stuff is all deactivated. None of it works, but it's a lot of the real deal. So it's just amazing. And they will be seeing this equipment, and we will have 9 of our Vietnam vets from our chapter in Appleton interacting with them as they go through and look at this display of all the equipment. Wow. And then they will be there with their spouses and wives as well. I think on Saturday they have a parade, I believe, that's going to be on.
Yeah, Armed Forces Drive.
Correct me, John. Yeah. Armed Forces Drive right there in front of the Resch Center. It's only a block long, but it's symbolic for them. As you know, we just weren't welcomed home. So this will be another way for them to be recognized and appreciated. And then they're going to tailgate over at Lambeau Field and get a tour of the stadium. On another day, that might be on Sunday. And then on Monday, they have a memorial service for their fallen. And then we will have our equipment display at the hotel for them to look at, and then we'll interact with us. Nine of us, but three of us of that team are brown water sailors, which means they were part of that group that took these LERP troops back into the Mekong Delta areas and dropped them off in the middle of nowhere, and then they would be on patrol for whatever was required, a week, 2 weeks, whatever, and they're out in the field on their own, totally unsupported, doing what they need to do.
We're talking with Mike Weaver, who's huge with the Vietnam vets throughout the area. One thing, Jim, you'd ask if somebody, did you volunteer or you draft into this, and one of the LERPs who I interviewed in my book, my most recent book, 50 Strong, I kind of asked him that same question, and he said, here's the deal. He said, it was a pass or fail. If you were on a mission and you're a little bit of a meathead or a screw up or something, you were kicked out so fast. It's mind blowing. He didn't care what the brass said, what whatever said, you are not putting my life in danger. When we were out there and what they, no disrespect, what they used to call Indian country, where you're on your own. If you're the slightest bit of a screw up, oh, you didn't go out anymore. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, they have to be so self-sustaining and so cohesive that if there's somebody in that unit that is not, they have to remove them right away because they endangered the entire mission as well as all the members of that team.
So with this event, that's great that you're doing this on Armed Force Drive and there's a great memorial there. And, it's very fitting, right? You can be out on the street in Lambeau Field. Any of this open to the public, or is this kind of your group to support each other and closure is not the right word, but to really honor the efforts that you put into this?
Well, I will say this. They're considering the parade their welcome home. So closure might be a good word.
Right. And John, as I mentioned to you earlier, if you can give me your email, because I need to send you details about that parade.
Great.
People can come and support them with that. That is correct. But the rest of the interaction is kind of a closed door kind of a thing.
That's fine. We just want to get the word out that, we're just...
Right. Understood.
I just think people are grateful. I don't know. I wasn't back there when you came home. But, we just were so blessed to have you guys and the stuff you've done and the stories. I've read John's books. It's unbelievable what you guys have gone through. But being a medic, 400, that's a lot. I mean, that's bigger than any hospital in Green Bay. That's a huge... I mean, what you did. Right.
Well, yeah, it's huge. I'm trying to remember. I think we had five Army evac hospitals in that country. They were never empty.
No,
they all had about the same capacity. And then when they got evac'd out of country and brought back to the United States for further surgeries or treatment or convalescing, I was stationed at an Army hospital at the base of the Golden Gate Bridge called the Presidio. Letterman General Hospital. That hospital was a 1,000-bed hospital, and there were three or four more of those, Walter Reed, Fitzsimmons, and so on. Those also were never empty during that war. The year I was in Vietnam in 1968, we lost 16,000 young Americans in combat.
It's incredible. Unbelievable. Well, Mike Weaver, thanks for everything. You're a great friend, and what you guys continue to do is just amazing for local veterans and keeping the spirit of the Vietnam vets alive.
Right. And
it's our honor, and we really look forward to supporting them. Be sure and give me your email, John, today so I can get you that info on the parade.
I'm going to text it to you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Mike Weaver from the Vietnam Vets Association. We talk a lot more about this LERP reunion coming to Green Bay. Amazing gentlemen. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this. Send a letter on a
long summer day. Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 61. High temperatures reach up to 84. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Michael the Mayor here, 7:21 in the morning on a gorgeous day. In northeast Wisconsin, maybe one of the last two gorgeous days we're going to have until April, May.
You never know.
I know. But anyway, for the people that I'm just getting some texts right now. People want to help out with the reunion. I'll get more information on that for you. Still want to have one of the organizers on, but just want to kind of get the word out there, the LERP thing. And I'll tell you something kind of ironic. When he talks about the Brown Water Navy, those are the guys who were on. There's two types. One was called a PBR. Okay, patrol boat river. That's the way they do things, and it's patrol boat river, not patrol riverboat. But so patrol boat river. It's the way the Navy designates them, and then also the swift boats. Yeah. And you know, there's a big thing with John Kerry, but he was on one of those types of things. But anyway, I'm reading this great. This is kind of ironic. I'm reading a really great book right now. I'm trying to think the last name of these people. It begins with a Z, but the dad was one of the top advisors in Vietnam in the Navy. In charge of all the swift boats. It was a really dangerous job because you'd be going down these little canals and it would be jungle, literally 20 feet away, thick jungle. You can't see a thing. And the Viet Cong would be there and would ambush these boats. And you're just a sitting duck. And they were made out of like 1/8 inch aluminum or fiberglass. So there was no protection. There was no armor. Right. It was one of the most dangerous jobs in Vietnam. So his son graduates from Naval, not the Naval Academy, but Naval School. And what does he volunteer for? To be in one of those boats. And the dad's like, you got to be kidding me. Really? So he did it. And they tried really hard to make sure it wasn't like any favoritism. So the son went into some of the most dangerous areas in all of Vietnam, the same area he's talking about. In fact, he even went to Cambodia a couple of times and things like that. All right. So what the dad ordered, and it wasn't because of his son, but because they were losing so many troops to these ambushes because the Viet Cong were so close to the boats, that he ordered Agent Orange to be sprayed all up and down the shores to get rid of all the foliage so that the Viet Cong couldn't hide so close to the boats. Yeah. Right?
I didn't know. Didn't know.
And then the guy and his son both had effects from it. His son and his grandson, basically. Effects from it. And in this, and I'm reading this book right now. It's just bizarre that, I was reading it at 5 o'clock this morning. Even one of those books, as soon as you wake up, you want to read a couple of chapters just because it's so good when you put it to, when you went to bed or whatever. And he said, despite everything, I have to say, even if I knew, I would still do it.
That's the right decision.
It was because I know I saved lives.
Right.
And I couldn't just think of my son. I had to think of all the young guys over there. And people think I'm so cruel and heartless because I say, do you regret it? I don't. He said, that sounds terrible. But if I'm in that position, I have to think at the big picture. Isn't that saying? Talk about a dad, though. Talk about a thing to have on your mind.
Yeah. But he, a couple things. One is he didn't know. He actually was looking out for his son.
Absolutely. Kind of right.
But,
no question.
But, there, yeah,
but for him to say, it would be really easy for him to say, oh, had I known, I mean, we were told that Agent Orange wasn't going to be a problem.
Right.
Had I known, I never would have done it.
He's like, no. Even if it would have.
No, I did it with the best interest of saving as many American lives as I possibly could.
You know, that LERP thing interests me because I don't, you know, I'm not nearly as schooled as you are in wars. But
you could, okay, let me just say
that
this.
Is like
let me
a
say this.
Cool.
Let me say this. The guy that I did interview, okay, that's in my book, 50 Strong.
Yeah.
He was a LERP and he was also a tunnel rat. They needed tunnel rats when they were LERPs. They would go into those little tunnels. Remember we had Austin
Wires
here talking about how small those things were? You said you were, what, 103 pound wrestler? And how much did you weigh when you got out of high school?
Oh, more. Like 138.
Okay. You would have been a perfect guy for the LERPs because they would have taken you as the tunnel rat, which is the most dangerous job in Vietnam. You would have had to.
Yeah, you're right. That back then I would have had to.
Yes. You would have been these guys, one of those guys.
But sometimes when I hear about this, you know, just everybody knows the Navy SEALs and fighter pilots. But
right.
to sign up for that, I mean, that's a little bit of a death wish. A little bit.
But there's a reason for that too, Jim. They didn't want the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong know that there were units like this. You know, the Navy SEALs, God bless them, but they always say there's two units in the military that have the greatest PR machines. One is the SEALs, one's the Marines. You know, and they do that for recruiting purposes, and God bless them, it works. Because, like I said, the Marines right now are the
only one of the five that are making their quota.
Exactly. They wanted the LERPs to be shadowy.
Okay.
Because they worked with the CIA, they worked with some of these other units.
All right.
You know, so it was a very shadowy type of outfit. But here's you know, we're talking about Mike, who took care of enemy soldiers, Viet Cong and North Vietnamese. Here's a guarantee. Any LERPs captured by the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese were never released.
Okay, yeah.
They didn't. They knew there's a really good chance this could be a one-way mission.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, that's what the way he talked about that and the danger. And
what the Viet Cong would do, they were so good at this, they would ambush a LERP team. But just enough so somebody was still alive, he could radio back, say, hey, we got ambushed, we down, we need help. And then what they would do is they would ambush the rescuers.
The rescue, Boy, I'm glad that's over.
Let me tell you something. What some of these Vietnam guys went through is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
In fact, I called Rocky Blair the other day. I found his book. The lady and gentleman dropped us off those boxes and boxes of books. And I was going through, and I found Rocky Blair's book, Fighting Back.
Yes.
And I hadn't read that in 25 years. And I read it again, but with a whole different, after dealing with all these Vietnam vets, it's like, holy crap, Rock, your story of Vietnam has never really been told enough. What you went through and what they were in and how badly they got mauled and ambushed and everything. You know, that part is almost like, yeah, well, I was in Vietnam and a grenade went off and then everything's about how did I get to be a pro football. I called him. I said, Rock. Then he called me right back. I said, well, thanks, John. I really appreciate that. He said, nobody ever really said that to me. But I said, what you did in Vietnam hasn't been a big enough story. That's almost a bigger story than you playing pro football.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. You don't even know where to start with that. And that just.
Let me tell you something. Wait till you see my next book.
Okay.
With some of the people, because a lot of people came out of the woodwork after my last one about Vietnam. And I'm not an author. I'm a transcriber.
Yeah, you're a pretty good author. Johnny, I just want to say on the books, like, it's okay to read a book again.
Yeah,
we watch movies two or three times. You got to read a book again.
Couldn't agree more.
You're a little different, and there's stuff in there that, like a movie, it's like, oh, I don't remember that.
But, absolutely.
You got good books.
There's just a movie I watched on TV the other night. It's like, seen this six times, and I don't remember that.
Blazing Saddles?
I think Shawshank Redemption. I always try to pick out things in case I'm ever in.
Yeah.
Mind with the mayor, back after this.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out to two scientists whose discoveries enabled the development of mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. Donald Trump says he'll be in a New York courtroom today as the start of a civil trial against his company begins. A judge has already determined that there is enough evidence to show Trump and his sons committed fraud in business dealings. Student loan payments have resumed.
We are talking about 28 million borrowers who, as of this month, are on the hook again for their federal student loan payments. And this is after more than 3 years where you didn't have to make the payments. You actually didn't have interest adding up.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. California Governor Gavin Newsom appointing Emily's List president LaFonza Butler to fill Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat. Emily's List works to get Democratic pro-choice women elected. Butler will quit that job to take the new one. This is ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here, 7:33 in the morning, coming your way on WGBW. How are we doing on the poll as to whether or not you have ever gone on the Fox River through the locks? I say no.
No, you said yes.
I said I never have, but I'm saying more people
right.
have gone through them than have not.
And that's I'm the saying poll. People are aware of the locks.
I generously gave you my vote.
But I gave you mine.
Right, so we cancel each other out.
Right. Which is, we probably do politically too. But all right. So we're.
I was reading a thing about this couple, this old farm couple that would take their old horse and buggy and they would travel like 20 miles to vote. And they each knew they were voting opposite of each
canceling
other.
Canceling each other.
But they vote. Did yeah. it anyway.
That's awesome.
Because they had to vote. I like that.
So right now it's even. It's even. An even right, score.
So Pete.
Okay, where are my people? Where are my people?
No, wait. We got Pete Schwab on. This guy knows everything. And he's had a lot of experiences, but I'm not sure he's had all of them. Pete, the Fox River.
Hey guys.
Hi. Pete. The Fox River locks, right? 17 miles. You go from Green Bay, from the bay, all the way up to, I think, Menasha. Have you experienced that on a boat and gone through the locks? Do they actually raise or lower the water?
I have, I got to be honest, the closest I've even,
come to the Fox River is either driving over it or looking at it.
I mean, he doesn't
National
live here, so
Train
you can't
Museum.
Include him.
That,
no, he's got to be Brown County resident.
No. It
goes said that at the very beginning.
No,
Jim.
You didn't. No, you didn't. Play the tape. It's 17 miles of.
Yes,
of
please,
hey, John, there's only one lot here.
Well, I mean, Northeast Wisconsin. Pete basically lives in the UP.
No. But Well,
Pete, how far do you live from the UP?
I'm in the burbs.
So you're Marinette, right?
Marinette, yeah. All just
you
across
go
across the river.
You right. can walk across the river.
Okay, but anyway, that goes for me.
And I have. Street, yes.
Wait, Pete, we want to. We've got a lot. We've been doing a
wait,
lot.
Wait, I
got to
ask
morning.
One. Can I ask? Right. Can I ask a question,
all right,
Pete?
All right.
Pete,
absolutely. What are we doing here?
Well, no. This has nothing to do. Just says something. Marinette Catholic High School.
Yeah.
Is that in Menominee or Marinette?
It's in Marinette, and it's funny. I heard you talking about Rocky Blyer. Marinette Catholic Central, my alma mater, actually beat Appleton Xavier in a very important basketball game.
That was the last basketball game of Rocky's career. They had won the state championship 2 years in a row. They were undefeated, and they had beaten Marinette Catholic Central twice that year. We're totally expecting to win it. Marinette Catholic Central with Mickey Crow, I believe. Or not Mickey Crow. Yeah. The dad of Mickey. Can't remember his first name. No. Coach Crow. Slowed it down. And they beat him.
Wow. Pulled the Hoosiers.
Yes, they did. They pulled the Hoosiers. Rocky's last high school basketball game. They had like a 65-game win streak going. Yeah.
Well, John,
I wasn't even born yet.
But
so
I know it sounds crazy, but
John,
it seems...
scares me a little bit that you asked.
I know.
Is Marinette,
here's
just wait,
say
let
that.
Me finish. Okay, is Marinette High School in Marinette or Menominee? Like is Green Bay High School in Green Bay or Manitowoc?
Okay,
Johnny, are you what?
Here's the
reason
we're
like one city here, though. It's I could kind of see.
Here's the reason I asked that. Okay, when you're leaving Marinette and you're going over the bridge into Menominee,
right?
What would be like straight ahead? Doesn't that say Catholic Central?
Okay, there is a Menominee Catholic Central.
Oh,
okay. Great,
imagine
that. Well, it
so
just says Catholic Central.
I can't believe
it doesn't
Menominee
say Menominee Catholic
it,
Central. It just says Catholic Central.
Well, Menominee Catholic Central is in, let me think, Menominee. Marinette Catholic Central is in Marinette.
Well,
boy, thanks, John. Any other questions or
well,
we'll
no,
move
but
on?
Okay, let me just say this. That would be like saying, here's Green Bay Promontre,
right?
And then you go to DePier. Oh, here's DePier Promontre. You see what I'm saying? Where it'd be confusing if somebody was,
it's branded as the community.
I know, but it doesn't say Marinette. It just says Catholic Central.
Well, Pete knew it right away that it
well,
was
he lives there. He should know that. Just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I think. All right. Well, anyway, Pete.
I think a lot of people have made that mistake.
Very possibly. We used to play Abbott Pennings was still around when.
Oh, Abbott
right.
Pennings.
I'm in my really late 20s right now. So, yeah.
Really late 20s, huh? Really, really late.
So, Pete,
really
before drunk? We get on with your movie trivia.
Did you go to Catholic Central?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Darn near graduated, too.
Ah.
No, I didn't.
There's not. It's not even called that anymore,
5 years.
Is it, Pete?
No, it's St. Thomas Aquinas.
St. Thomas Aquinas. There you go.
Yes.
Everything is changing their name.
Is that Menominee or Marinette, then?
That isn't Marinette.
All right, thank you.
St. Thomas Aquinas, though, he would be very universal, right? Logic, philosophy.
Who was he? Who's St. Thomas? I don't know much
about him.
St.
Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah.
The philosopher.
He was
too.
A philosopher. Yeah. Do you know that he was so fat that
so fat?
He had a table that they cut around and just pulled the table up to him to like do his writing.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you have that?
He didn't
mayor's
take
office?
Very good care of himself.
Yeah. He did not take care of himself. But okay. Anyway, yeah, he's one
he
of the smartest guys ever.
He wasn't on his plant-based diet.
No. But hey,
he
Pete,
didn't do the keto.
Pete, I don't know.
He didn't count his steps.
No. Pete, we've got a business plan we're working on, and
oh,
it has
no,
to do with.
No, don't bring him on.
No, Pete, I might cut you in. I might cut you in a little bit. This guy knows a lot of people. Pete,
I'm an open book.
Okay, so here we go. You get a credit card, and when you get your credit card, you check what you can charge on that credit card. So you don't check Lay's potato chips and alcohol. And so when you go to the store, you're limited. It's kind of like a village. It's support of what you can buy or not buy to get you, because we've spent billions of dollars on health care and vitamins and these diets, and they haven't worked. But because we're trying to do it by ourselves. So I think if we encompass the community and you get this credit card, you go in there and they'll say, look, Mr. Schmidt, I'm sorry. You the cauliflower is okay. But the Lay's potato chips aren't. You've been denied.
It's like if you have zero willpower, zero,
right,
and you have to leave
it
up to
like
some
me.
Poor checkout person.
It'd be like me as part of the support system. Would you buy that credit card, Pete, for $25? Where you can
basically I'd be limiting myself in what I could purchase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hoping that I could, okay. First of all, potato chips are not bad. Just potatoes and salt.
Well, you can check whatever you want. You can check what I'm saying, but like chocolate or whatever you can't control, although you're not, it's not like me and John, but you could lose a little bit of weight. But you would check.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah. I think,
wow.
Well, no, I think
did I hear that right?
Wow. John, what?
Thanks for being on the show.
Did you just tell our guest what? You can lose a little bit of weight. I gotta be honest with you, Pete.
Was this an intervention?
I saw you Friday. You could stand to lose a few.
Like, wow. Hey, what I would do is I would test him. I would take nothing but like Little Debbie snack cakes through the aisle.
Yes.
To test the 18-year-old checkout girl.
And they said, yes. You've been denied. No, you've been denied.
I love the little. There's nothing I like more than Little Debbie peanut butter things.
There you go, you guys.
Weren't those delicious?
There you go. Yeah, you wonder why we're you're okay.
You know, I was on the radio station.
Would be the answer.
They put me on. I was hired to do one of the weight loss things where they would give you this crappy food. It'd be rice and something, and okay. And so I convinced the girl to give me like just all kinds, because the one dessert they had was little peanut butter bars. It tasted exactly like the Little Debbie peanut butter things. And that's all I ate, and I put on weight, so I got fired.
Peanut butter is
the whole campaign went out the window. But they'd give you these little cartons of something and this little bit of sauce. Or it's like, really? This is what I'm supposed to eat.
Have you tried the Little Debbie broccoli bites? They're delicious.
Yeah, broccoli bites.
You can't, those won't be allowed. But you check whatever you don't want to buy. But you know, it takes 28 days, really, to change a habit, right? Don't those, like, programs all say it's a 28-day program. So after 28 days, you would go through the store and you'd say, look, I just think we get some carrots and radishes.
Okay, but then Todd came up with the idea, what if you just brought cash?
No,
what would stop you then?
Here, again, this is a village.
Yeah, smart yourself. Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. You can't. You go to the bank and you say to them, look, I got direct deposit and I pay my bills online. No longer can I come in and write a check for cash and you give me cash? That's off limits unless my sponsor signs off on it. Because you need to get a sponsor, like maybe your spouse or a good friend of yours. And so you're at the bank. You say, hey, look, I want $300 of cash. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Shelby, you've been denied. It's like, well, I'm going to call my sponsor. They're like, nope, I'll meet you there. We got to go have a talk. And they kind of talk you off the edge. So no cash. So you got to go cashless like the Packers. And your credit card, you check the box with your sponsor on what you're denied to buy. And I think that is going to be the answer to this overweight problem we have in this country. And it's $25 to get this app. And Johnny and I, and we cut Todd in. We might cut you, and I'm not really feeling it yet. But
well, after you
guys,
told
I
him
want
that,
in.
Post,
I'm in.
You know, you could afford to lose a few.
I'm trying to help. It's something that
no,
you can't.
It's interesting. I think they're already overtaxed enough, the checkout.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
But so you go
and they do judge me, I will say.
But you should be more mature about it, not put them through that. Say that was awful what I did to this young checkout person from Preble High School. I'm not going to do that next time. My bad. So you go to Quick Trip and you go in, you get your gas, you go in there and you can get the hard boiled eggs and the salad, but you can't get the quarter pound Angus cheeseburger for $1.69 on Wednesdays. You will be denied.
Why would you go to Quick Trip for a salad?
$1.69?
Yeah.
That's Wednesdays.
Yeah.
It was. Mm. I don't know if it is anymore. Yeah. That's a good deal.
Why? You know what I've never.
But you would be denied. I like those people at Quick Trip are like the nicest people.
Nicest people.
They are. So I wouldn't want to put her through that or him through that. So I would go in there with my credit card and say, look, I'm not. You got to take the hamburger back. And, we can't put it back. You touched it, but I can't buy it because I was denied on my credit card. Who wants to go through all that? So I'm just going to be disciplined and just get the gas and the deviled eggs and not the deviled eggs, the hard-boiled eggs and the salad.
What if they started making fun of you for having that credit card, though? What if they what if they saw you and they're like, oh, excuse us, folks, Fatty needs to come
don't,
to the
wow.
The
line no, no, because, no, just wait, Pete. Keep on going, my Pete. Credit card, Pete, on my credit card, like you have the Allegiant credit card or it's going to be branded, I am healthy.
Oh my God.
And you're going to look at that, you're going to pull it out and say, look, I'm not even going to put her through that. And people are going to be like, you know what, Mr. Schmidt, you look great. And that's because I have the I am healthy credit card and I don't buy bad stuff anymore. You guys, I might cut you in on this. We could have the Civic Media boat. And if this really, really works.
So this is how we're getting our boat.
No. If this, Johnny.
This is how we're getting our dinghy.
This could be
we're
the
never
private.
Getting that thing in the water.
My God, no, it's not going to happen.
You guys laugh all you want. This could be the private jet we've been looking for.
All righty. Anyway, Pete, I want to apologize.
You had me a private jet.
I want to apologize for him saying you could afford to lose a few.
I can, believe me.
I apologize.
Pointing the finger and four of them are pointing the finger.
One of my World War II guys, one of the last guys to interview for my last book. He goes, all right, we finished up. So, hey, thanks so much. He goes, you used to be on TV, weren't you? I go, yeah. He goes, Holy Kreider, you put on a few since those days, huh? Honestly. And it starts like, Dad! Well, look at him!
All right.
So, anyway. Pete, you got some trivia for us, my brother?
Yeah. Are you guys into this?
Pete, by the way, we got to tell everybody, Pete is a actor, professional actor, Hollywood actor.
Producer.
Producer, director, writer, a little bit of everything.
He's got the card.
And there's a there's something going on. I think I saw it on Heather Marie, who's we've had on this show. She's a local actress. A call out for extras and part-time people for another movie that's being shot around here. We got to try to get into that.
Johnny and I want to, you have your Screen Actors Guild card, right?
Yes. Me?
No, Pete does. Remember he told us that?
Well, I thought you meant me because no, of my Actor of the Year award.
No, we don't. But we still want to get in this movie and get credit toward that because that's one of our goals, along with the private jet.
I could have been in a movie one time.
I was in a movie. I got to bring that movie
here. I know
you,
but I could have been in a
movie. I've been in two movies.
I could have been in a Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Oh, man.
I swear, this is no lie. It wasn't a speaking part. But when I was at Arizona State, they sent out a thing. They were filming. It turned out to be a terrible movie. It's called The Gauntlet. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
movie.
That? And yeah. There's a scene right
as a
down.
Kid, I loved it.
Well, okay, but there's that scene going right down. I think it's North Central Avenue in Phoenix, going up to the and he's him and I think it was the first movie he hooked up with Sandra Locke, and they had almost like an armored RV because they had to get the witness to the court or something, and all these people were like shooting at him and not letting him get to court, and they needed a bunch of extra. They actually contacted us at ASU. Oh. It was their theater person. Anybody that wants to come down, you know, we're actually taking a bus over there and be a part of this.
Well, fun.
But I was leaving. It was like right at the end of the semester, oh. And it's like, I got to get back and work in the mines. So it's like, instead of being in Clint Eastwood movie,
well, that's so much...
I was working the pellet plant at the Empire Mine.
Well, that's much more memorable. Yeah,
exactly.
Working the mines we should remake that where he's got his food card. Yeah. He's going, I'm buying snack cakes. And
that's it. Through the healthy guy.
I like
produce
it.
Section.
I like it.
All right.
What do you got for us?
Okay, Pete? So here's I got some movie lines, and I thought you guys could sort of square off here, and we see who gets what. Let me know.
Todd,
when you're ready?
Todd, you ready?
I'm not.
Todd's ready. Go ahead, Pete.
Okay, here's the first line. I'm gonna start you off easy, I think, given our ages. So, can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo.
Todd, are you playing?
No.
They're already looking to the booth.
I have no idea.
Blazing Saddles.
It's a comedy. And I'll give you the star, Chevy Chase.
Oh!
Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon Vacation.
No, it's Fletch.
Oh, Fletch, okay.
Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car is in the water buffalo. He's standing there with the woman in the...
Okay. I'll give you a line from Fletch. Hey, what? Doc, yep. You're...
I'm going to give... Okay, here's another one, guys.
I can't say that line.
Look Alive. I know it's early.
Moon River!
I should have done that one.
Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, that's too easy. Go ahead. I'll let you have that one. Sandlot.
Yeah, nice work. Okay.
This isn't fair.
One for two so far, guys. Here we go.
Uh-oh, we got to set a quick break. Stay there, Pete.
Okay.
Hollywood. We're going to be right back.
All right, Pete. Mine is the main record.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
your updated forecast, mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 85. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 84. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a gorgeous Monday morning, downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh. I think we're downtown Oshkosh. Is it downtown Oshkosh?
Yeah,
we are.
Okay, downtown right on Oshkosh. High Street. It's a great studio.
On High Street?
Yeah.
Right, no, we're on Main Street.
Main Street. Okay.
Yep. I'm at Main Street.
Very nice. We're with Pete Schwabe, who is, what's your title with Civic Media, Pete?
I do news for you guys.
But news director?
No, I'm not that smart.
Because we call Brittany our meteorologist.
Right. Well, we have a tendency of promoting people on our show. So we welcome, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome back
Director
Pete Schwabe,
Director of all news
for Civic Media, our 20 stations throughout throughout the state of Wisconsin. Pete, welcome. We're glad you're with us. How is your
world as the
news director?
I'm the news president, I prefer to call myself.
All right, I'm sorry.
The news emperor.
The news emperor.
Lord of news.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, I got to ask you a quick question before we get back to our trivia, Pete. You were actually going to shoot a movie in my hometown one time, right? In the UP?
It was supposed to be this winter. But the strike kind of killed it. And then we were ready to go a couple years ago, and we had this actor, and we didn't have the financing. It's just such a tap dance, you know. And I think I'm not saying my studio days are over, but I haven't sold anything in a while. But the thought of making an independent film really gets your juices rolling because, you know, you have more input, and I would direct it, and you have more say in everything. And it's what they shoot independent films for now. They used to shoot studio films for when it comes
money wise
budgets. So yeah.
Hey, you mentioned you had Lauren Holly in your Godfather of Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
What movie? Yeah, she was in some big time movie, wasn't she?
Oh yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff. She's on Picket Fences. Lauren's great.
Yeah.
She's outstanding.
Pete, you're gonna do you're gonna shoot this winter, but you're not.
But if you're looking for
a couple actors,
yeah,
Pete,
we're here.
We've got to know you the last 3-4 months.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Who would you take?
I would love it.
Who would you take?
I thought you guys were a package deal.
No, like, we're not. No, John, I'll go solo.
He'll throw me under the bus.
I have to invite you guys into the casting room.
Yeah, all right.
We'd have to do it that way.
Okay.
All right.
What kind of roles do you think? Like, what kind of, if you saw a manuscript come through and they say, hey, we need some local actors, like, what type of character would you see either one of us, all three, him, me, and Todd,
okay,
what type of character would you say, oh, I've got a guy in mind for this role?
And this is, this is Pete Schwabe, ladies and gentlemen,
who
is just not the news emperor for Civic Media. He also is a producer.
He's a big-time actor. He's been in national movies, the whole thing. So go ahead, Pete.
Well-connected.
Don't feel bad about what you say about him.
And you can say anything nice about me you want.
Go ahead.
You guys would both have to know how to cry on cue, because I see you guys doing some serious dramatic work. I know you make people laugh, you know, and you're funny, and you have a good time and everything. But listen, if you want to be in my film, from my manuscript, you have to cry on cue.
Could we write a script where they're brothers, and the mayor plays the priest who went to the, and then the, and John plays the brother who's trying to save him from some sort of, you know.
No, I think here's what you do. It has to be a medieval one. He'd be perfect for St. Thomas.
Wow. Oh, that's.
That wasn't very nice. Pete, we could whine on
you. You're trying to divide me. You're like mom and dad right now. Yeah.
Pick your favorite. I don't know about crying on cue. We could.
No, I can't do that.
We can laugh on cue, and we can whine on cue.
We can whine with the best of them.
We
can
do that.
We can whine all day long.
Just wave it, and we'll be whining.
You can't even believe it.
This is a blank canvas. We can do whatever we want, right?
Best whiners ever.
Who's writing the check? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Well, we got a revenue source coming. Yeah. We'll work on that a little bit later.
We'll talk about it. All right.
But we'll cut you in on that. Well, we'll give a portion to the movie. Not really to you, more to the movie.
Okay.
Because then we would invest our money in ourselves.
Yeah. All right, give us some more trivia, Pete.
I'm making some great investments here this morning. Okay. Right. So you guys are 1-for-2, right?
Yeah.
So here's another one.
Well, I'm one.
John's,
oh, go ahead. He's zero. I'm zero.
I'm not going to
get 0 for 2, 1 for
yeah,
2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
Todson.
You can't handle the truth.
Jack Nicholson.
I think that's a tie. I think it's a tie.
What you said? You didn't say the name of the movie.
I was good. If you would have interrupted me,
he was talking
me,
though.
I was talking. I started first, and
but you didn't
I was
say
talking,
a few good men.
But you wouldn't let me finish. He interrupted me. Is
that's
what
how
happened?
You said
Jeopardy. That wouldn't have happened. I got the buzzer. I've got control of the board. So I said Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, and he jumped in and interrupted me. So I got that one really.
Todd.
Okay.
I'm gonna split it. Give you both a point.
Oh.
So 2 for 3 and 1 for 3. Okay. Here we go. You guys. I'm gonna test your range a little bit here. Here we go. Okay. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay. Here we go. We'll keep going. Here's Looking at You, Kid.
Casablanca.
Okay. I would have got.
Whoa.
I would have got that if I was swallowing my coffee. No, not 10 minutes. 10 seconds.
All right. Here's another one. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas.
Nice, John. John is crushing it.
Okay, well, let's do a little theater or something that maybe
I can't change the rules now. Remember, you're the guy that says no rule changes.
Can I give Jim an easy one?
I want to get back in the game here. Right. I was just going to go to the bathroom. Thank you for keeping me here. Yeah.
All right, here you go, Jim. May the Force be with you.
Star Wars.
You know, I've never seen
thank
that.
You. He's Johnny's back. Never seen that.
I might be the only person that's never seen Star Wars.
You are.
I've never seen it either.
Haven't
never,
you?
Never.
Wow. Thank you.
I don't believe that. Even it's accidentally?
No. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Never.
Like, who
you
hasn't?
Never actually tripped and fell into the theater?
Right.
No. Never did. Never have.
Wow.
I know. That's actually, what I think too, Pete.
I respect that. Okay. Right. Here's another one. It was Beauty Killed the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast?
It is not Beauty and the Beast. King Kong.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right.
I never saw that one either.
A classic from the 70s. We need speed. Speed is what we need.
Top Gun.
No.
Oh, Top Gun would be, I need the need. No, what does he say? I need the, I've got the need for speed. I feel the need for speed.
This character was an old guy and he was a boxing trainer.
Oh,
we
Rocky!
Need speed. Yeah, nice.
We need speed.
That was the Penguin.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith. Burgie. I call him Burgie.
Doc, look at this picture of Yankee Stadium. I was fighting Sailor Joe. He knocked half my ear off.
Hey, that's a good picture. You should take better care of that.
Let me tell you something. I can have you.
It's your audition right there. You're in. I'm telling you, Rocky.
No, Mick. You know what? Where were you when I needed you, Mick? Huh? Where were you? You said it was a bum. You just gave away my luck. Where were you then, Mick? Huh? Now you come around, and now you say you want to be my trainer. Where were you 10 years ago, Mick? You know what? You said it was a bum. Yeah, now you come around.
Okay.
The guy knows the movie by heart. He does. You didn't get that, John.
He's watched it 10 times.
Hey, what do you got in that ball there?
Those are my turtles, Cuff and Link.
Yeah, they make good soup.
Very impressive.
He is. Give him a part.
You know what? I'm not going to get some of that turtle food anymore. You know what? I got too many moths in there. You know those moths? You know what happens? My turtles, they choke on it. Yeah, they choke on it. So I got to smack them.
Give them the parts.
I
got to
smack them. You know what happens to them then? You know what happens to them then when I smack them? What? They get shell-shocked. You get it? They get...
Got it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Give
they
the part.
They're going to be casting Rocky 10 very soon.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
He's in there. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Are we got time for one more?
Oh, 30 seconds. One more.
All right. You make me want to be a better man.
Oh, it's easy. Go ahead. I'm going to let Jim have that one. Come on. Todd, you want that one?
9 seconds.
Jack Nicholson.
Come on. Come on. As good as it gets.
Very nice. Wow, you guys did great. All right, I'm going to make it.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 bucks. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.